In Florida, a trial date has been set for a Cuban emigre who faces deportation. Officials say he led a former life as a torturer in a mental hospital in Havana. Roberto Medeiros has lived quietly in Miami for nearly 2 decades and has become a U.S. citizen. NPR's Philip Davis reports now on how federal prosecutors are turning to a legal strategy first used to deport Nazi war criminals to force such suspected human rights violators out of the U.S. or into prison.
Political prisoners in Havana's jails say they knew Heriberto Medeiros simply as El Enfermero, the nurse. One former prisoner, a Cuban exile in Miami named Eugenio de Sosa, said Medeiros tortured him in 1962 for trying to smuggle information about the Cuban Missile Crisis to U.S. officials. De Sosa, sitting in his apartment in Little Havana, said that Medeiros used a set of electric prods that had been dipped in a bucket of water.
Medeiros would put in the electrodes so that the shock was stronger. They gave me 14 in my testicles. You think they're going to explode?
De Sosa was allowed to leave Cuba in 1981 for Miami. He thought he had put the past behind him until one day, visiting a relative at a Miami nursing home, he discovered his alleged torturer of decades before. Heriberto Medeiros, he says, was working as a nurse in the facility.
Yes, I discovered. I had an aunt who was in a home, and I used to go to see her every week. I went to see her, and what was my surprise? I said, "That guy's Medeiros. Can't be." But I looked like he is Medeiros. You know, the man that gives the electroshocks. How did he get in here to the States?
Authorities say Medeiros came to the United States in 1984. He was soon followed by controversy. In 1991, a book titled The Politics of Psychiatry in Revolutionary Cuba detailed Medeiros' past activities in Castro's regime. Despite concern in the Cuban-American community over his presence, he was granted citizenship in 1994. Medeiros is not talking to the press, but he told the Miami Herald in 1992 that he had administered electroshock therapy to patients. It was only on doctor's orders, he said then. Human rights activist Richard Krieger says Medeiros' case is not unusual. Krieger runs a nonprofit group called International Education Missions, which tracks human rights violators living in the United States. Headquarters is a cramped office in Krieger's Boynton Beach home. He's amassed so much documentation that he keeps the overflow in his garage.
These are my files. What you're looking at is that there are over 1,100 torturers and war criminals that we know of, and some terrorists that are living in the United States.
Krieger says they come from around the world: Cuba, Honduras, Romania, and Ethiopia, among others. Many of these people cannot be prosecuted here for crimes committed in their homelands, but now federal prosecutors in Miami have adopted a new strategy. It's the use of a formerly obscure immigration law that says people who lie on their immigration applications can be stripped of citizenship, deported, or jailed for up to 5 years. The law was used in the 40s and 50s to deport Nazi war criminals. Justice Department officials say this is the first time it's been used to pursue suspected human rights violators. They wouldn't comment on this pending case, but Krieger, who's worked closely with prosecutors, says Medeiros lied when immigration officials asked him this key question.
Have you ever persecuted anyone because of race, religion, sex, or political philosophy? And of course, he committed torture. He persecuted these people because of their political beliefs.
18 Cuban exiles, including Eugenio de Sosa, have signed depositions identifying Medeiros as a torturer. In September, Medeiros was arrested for illegally obtaining citizenship. His lawyer said at a recent court hearing that the case is built on thin hearsay evidence. Medeiros is now out on $500,000 bail and under house arrest. He's scheduled to go on trial next July. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.